Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everyone. Welcome to another evening of L&B, Passage to Empowerment. This evening is going to be a different type of show. We're going to actually interview the founder of Essence to Success Network, Lenis. She will be on in a few minutes, but first, we're just going to do our intros. This is Nina of the N in the L&B, and we have Brenda online, too.
Hi.
And we're not sure where Lydia is. She is supposed to be here, but, well, maybe she's just tired. She did do a lot of travel.
I don't think so.
You don't think so?
You know, life gets in the way for all of us sometimes, which is a good thing.
Yes, so. For sure.
But we all need to talk about some challenges, folks. How did y'all do for the last week, starting on the 13th? I don't know if some of you know, we did get the tracking sheet up, right, Nina? It's still up.
Yes, we did. Yeah.
So you can print it out. If you guys actually want a version where you can use it on your computer, you probably would need to have Excel on your computer, and I could print that so that you could open it up and copy it, but you know, you just need to let us know or type something into go to the website, which Nina will give you, and just post something in there if you would like to use it that way so that you can keep track on your computer. That would be cool too. And I will put it through there. Yeah.
The website is lnbp2e and 2 as in number 2.com. So yeah, just drop in there, let us know what you're doing for the challenge, make a copy of the tracking sheet, and go for it. I have been doing really well. I did have one slip-up. I ate junk food on Friday. I ate some cheesies. Shame, shame on me. No, I'm not even going to feel bad about it because I only had a couple. Wasn't that
many?
But it's okay. I've been doing really well. Other than that, I've had no pop, no diet pop. I've had nothing with sugar. I'm not going fanatical about this, people. If ketchup has got sugar in it, I don't care. It's not got that much sugar, and I don't use that much. Same with barbecue sauce, stuff like that. I'm really not going to flip out over a little tiny bit of sugar. But I've stayed away from all the sweet stuff, like no chocolate, no candy, no desserts, that kind of stuff. So I'm doing awesome as far as that goes. And I've stayed away from the junk food other than that one little slip-up. So how have you been doing, Brenda, with your challenge?
Well, my challenge was not to worry, instead of worrying, to just take a step forward to whatever it is I need to do and then let the rest go. So I think I've done pretty good. I think I had two instances where I sort of, it was on the same day, where I started to worry about something, but there have been a lot of weird things going on. But otherwise, I think I've dealt with it quite well. And I also, because the sheet has space for you to include four or five more challenges each week. I did add a few other challenges in my week, like meditation every day, and I have been doing that. I've been 100% on that. I'm about, 95% or something on the worry. And there is something else that is on my list. It's something that I do. Oh, I've been trying to get 6 hours of sleep. I have gotten 6 hours of sleep at least each day, and that's actually probably the most I get. But
oh, I'm so proud of you. That's wonderful.
Not easy for me.
And
yeah.
Mel's in the chat room, and she is staying away from dairy, and she had one little slip-up, and that was it. And Lannis was, she's given up sweets and salt.
Wow.
She said she accomplished it, but not the way she wanted to. Now, I don't actually know what that means, but I guess she'll have to tell us when we bring her on.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I think that the ones that are checking in or popping in, that's really great. I hope that AJ and Holly and Lydia and whoever else had joined the challenge, if you're out there and you're just sort of listening anonymously and you are doing the challenge, want to, big clap for you for doing as well as you did this week, because it is a big thing to incorporate a new habit or release one that no longer serves you. So.
Yes, exactly. And, please pop into the chat room. If you don't want to talk to us on live, pop into the chat room and tell us what you're doing. Tell us how well you're doing, because I imagine you're doing awesome. If we can do it, so can you. And
yeah, that's certainly
is,
a theory. I think
yeah.
it's a good one.
yeah.
And
our
also want to say, folks, oh, sorry, Nina, go ahead.
Our number here is 646-727-2914. If you want to just come in the next few minutes and tell us what you're doing for your challenge, or if you have a question for Lannis later on, please give us a call.
Yeah. I do want to just point out about the tracking sheet. Folks, the way the tracking sheet is made, you keep track each day, or you could put in the number of steps or whatever it is that you're doing. I think Lydia was trying to get 10,000 steps in. But at the end, it actually shows where you put how many you had for the week. And then it also puts a percentage. And one of the things I just want you all to understand is this isn't a challenge where it's like if you have a slip up, whatever, that, you've just ruined the whole thing. The way that I look at it, and that's why I put that percentages there, and I'll try to go over that next week, whatever. But it's so that you can see, like, maybe you're at 100% of the challenge this week. Maybe next week you're at 95%. Maybe you had some real serious reasons why you had to slip up, and you had maybe, 50% the week after. When it all comes down to it, whether you're at 100% or 90%, or even if you're at 50%, if you really think about it, that's 50% better. You've improved your life 50%. And that's one of the reasons they put that percentage thing in there, and we'll help you figure that out, because even if you do that, you're doing 50% better in your life. So let's,
right.
Stay with the positive all the way around. Okay, everyone? And
our blog address is lnbp2e.com, just to give it to you again so you can get that tracking and keep track of everything, because, even if it's not even 50%, Brenda, even if it's only 10%, that's still 10% better.
Yes.
It is awesome. Whatever you're doing is awesome. I don't even care if it's only 2%. That's even 2% better. And that's better for your life. 2% doesn't matter.
Exactly. And that's what the challenge is all about. This is all about empowerment. That is one of the main – that's the main theme for most everything that we're doing on this radio network, is for improvement for your life, for you, for who you are. And, empowerment, gives you strength. to stand in your life. Over anything that has made you a victim in the past, you can surmount that and, you know, right? You're just climbing the mountain to a better way, So with that, is there anything else? Anybody else? Anything else about, how's Holly doing? Have you heard from Holly?
I have not heard from Holly. I talked to her briefly last week, and she was busy running around and doing this and that, and they had an investigation going on. So
I'm
not sure what she's doing, but I know she has been listening. Area code 303, is that Ronnie? Or is that Lydia?
No, that's Lydia.
All right, then let's bring Lydia on, if I can. I can.
Hello.
Hello.
Sorry, we were driving down the mountain and it took longer.
As long as you're here safely, that's all that matters.
Yes, and we are here safely. Yeah, it's a windy, windy road. It's not far, but it's windy.
Okay, well, we were just updating everyone on our challenges. And Lydia, how have you been on your challenge?
I have been good, but I haven't, to tell you the truth, I haven't been doing anything because I just got back from vacation. So I am going to start, and then I can report a little bit better. But I've been more aware. So,
okay. What is your challenge?
My challenge is I'm going to actually exercise. I'm going to walk the dogs. And I usually walk them, but I'm going to make a concerted effort to walk them at least an hour a day. And I probably do 40 minutes, so I'm going to do that. And I'm going to get one of those trackers so that I can get in 10,000 steps. That's what I want to do, is 10,000 steps a day.
Now, I think that Mel, are you sending that thing off to her or next week, right?
Yeah.
Yay!
Yep, she is. She says she is, yep.
So then, I'll have us drive with you then, Lydia.
Cool.
You guys will have like 10,000 steps and I'll have six.
You'll have six. Hey, you know,
hey,
I used to
more
get
than...
really... Right. Six more than not.
That's right. So, okay, we just about finished with the challenges?
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Okay.
We are.
That means we're on to... This, I will say my little piece about this woman. She actually is my auntie. I know, she looks extremely young, so a lot of people don't, you know, figure it. And I look extremely old. No, just joking.
No, you don't.
But that was just all totally joking. But, so she's my auntie. I've known her all my life. So... I think she's a pretty smashingly wonderful person, but I'll let you make your own decisions. So, she seems pretty good for as long as I've known her. I'm going to go ahead and keep her. I'll share her with the rest of you.
That's good because, you know, I haven't known Lennis that long, but I must say she is a darling. I love her dearly, and I really appreciate what she is doing for all of us.
Yeah,
by allowing us to be on her network. Like, Lennis, you are awesome. So without further ado, ladies and gentlemen, we'd like to present our boss and the founder of the Essence of Success Network, Lennis.
Hey, Lennis.
Hello.
Hello.
She probably put her phone
on mute.
I'm
sorry. I have muted myself. I'm so sorry. Good evening, everyone. See, you already know I'm eccentric, so come on. But I'm just talking like, how come they don't hear me? Oh, maybe because you muted your phone, idiot. So.
No, anyway. Don't say that about Lennis. Lennis is a very smart woman.
Yeah, but I'm a nut.
Yeah, well, we all are, aren't we? I thought that's why we were all together, because we were all a little nutty.
Oh, well, okay, I'm going to tell you a little bit about me. My full name is Beatrice Lenny Maester Boyd. Now, everybody don't break out laughing. That's what I go by Linus, because when I started college, back in my day, you had to have your birth certificate, you know, to prove who you were and blah, 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 and the rest of the stuff. Well, on my birth certificate, there were these four names, and I was like, who the hell is that person? Everybody in the family calls me Lynn, you know, and I said, oh, okay, you know, Beatrice Lynn Boyd. Well, no. My mother told me that on the card that they gave me for school, it had Linus, and she says, no, your name is Lenny. You're named after Mama, you know, after my grandma. So I saw my original birth certificate, and I was like, wow, and I was underweight, and you put all those names on me? But anyway, so I go by Linus. I'm 65 years old. I'm a Capricorn with a Virgo rising and a Cancer moon. So maybe
wow.
That'll help you understand me. Yeah. Well, about 3 years ago, I retired from the Port of Seattle Aviation. And why I say aviation, because the Port of Seattle not only runs the airport, they also have all the docks downtown from Dock 1 to 20, I mean to 91. So, but I work the aviation side as a senior aviation controller. And I retired with no incidents or errors. I left a few legacies, and I'll mention two of them. And I did this for women. I've always worked jobs, one where it wasn't many minorities, and I did that for a reason, to prove a fact that black people are educated, we do have skills, and if you give us a chance, we can prove ourselves. And then the other thing, too, was for women, because I always felt like women had to fight for everything. I never felt like we were equal, even if I'm a manager and this other guy's a manager, he's making 10 bucks more than me. So I kind of sought out those kind of jobs. And so one of the programs that I started at the Port of Seattle was a mentor program. And what that program was about is you attach yourself on to somebody that is either a manager, a supervisor, director, what have you, for 5 years. You got to do it for 5 years. You report every quarter what you're doing. But it also enabled you not only to learn from that point, that level, but if a position came up in that department, you would have the backing of that manager or director, you know, as an influence for you to get that job because, you know, you're kind of proving yourself. Well, anyway, now it's grown to its own department, but it started with me because I had to do a proposal and all this, and I had to get the director of the Port of Seattle, the head guy, to prove it. So he did, and I ran with it. Did I know about a mentor program? I kind of heard about it at Boeing's, and like most things with me, I challenge myself. I'll go to the library, get books, talk to people, whatever, to make sure that, you know, it goes good. And the other thing was I was safety rep for my department, and I left. When I left and retired, I had 3 years of 100% safety, no injuries, no L&I claim, and no suits. So
wow.
Yeah, and I understand it's continued on now that it's been a couple more years. It's still doing good. Also, prior to retiring, I opened my own purse boutique. I love to dress well. I thank my mother for that because coming up, you know, Sunday for church, you had to have your little hat and your gloves and your purse, and that just kind of stayed with me throughout my life. Well, I've always liked purses and shoes. I'm a shoe freak. Brenda will tell you, I buy shoes and forget that I even have them in there. The price tag still be on them. So, and purses, because I like to match, you know, like to look good. So I opened this purse boutique from my home, and then I'd go to other ladies' houses and bring all my goods and stuff, you know, and sell my purses. So I did good. One while I was making like about 300 to 350 a weekend. So, and this was, like I said, before I retired. So anyway, and also before I retired, I was on the radio for 2 years, and my show was called Talk to Me, and it was talk with the number two, me.
Mm-hmm.
So,
oh, nice.
And that came on, yes, it came on every Sunday at 6 p.m. It was hilarious sometimes because I would get off work at 5 p.m., rush home to do the show by 6. So, and I started out by myself, just, you know, kind of bringing different people in to interview or to talk about and stuff, and it just worked out from there. So about 9 months after being on the air, I brought Chabonet in as my producer to help me, and I also brought in a girlfriend of mine, Vernice, who was my co-host. And I guess she kind of still is. It's just that Vernice has been in school. But anyway, the three of us together were a lively bunch, whether we were serious or funny. So anyway, after 2 years being on the air, I added psychic readings. So what I would do was the first Sunday of every month was psychic readings. Or I should say before 2 years, it was after that. But the first Sunday of every month was psychic readings. And I did that at 3 o'clock on Sunday afternoons. And I'm telling you, it was good. We were doing a really, really, really good. Even Brenda joined me on times. So it was doing really good. And the reason I went into radio was a girlfriend in New York had a weekly show I used to listen to. And I thought, you know what, I bet I could do this. Hell, I like a challenge. Bring it on. I eat challenges for breakfast. I don't believe in the word can't. You try. If it doesn't work, okay, then try something else. But at least you tried, and you gave it 100%. So either way, you still feel good about yourself. And you did this. That's what I always say. You did it, so you're proud of yourself, of your accomplishment. Plus, I'm going to say, as a woman, I've always been eclectic, eccentric, and a visionary, saying, woman can do this. Are you kidding me? Yes, we can. I don't care who you are or what age. I'm retired, and I act like I'm 40 years old. Just going strong, going at it, doing this and that. But for women, I just think sometimes we have to fight a little bit harder. You know, they used to say, oh, it's because of the races. You know, they give the white person this and not the black person, or the Asian gets that. Well, you know what? Forget the race. Forget the culture. Think of us as human beings, a man and a woman. Us women want to be equal too. I mean, I thought that was the way God, yes, I thought that way God treated us, that we were side by side, not behind you and not in front of you, but right next to you. So anyway. And
well, I think,
go ahead.
Well, I was just going to remark on that, and that is I think that it is scary for some people, because I actually think women are they're very strong, and I think it can be very scary for people, and they don't know what to make of that, and they would rather us stay at home and be barefoot and pregnant or whatever. Not everybody, but I think that I think we have power.
Oh yes, because women have definitely progressed. Oh my God, just in the last 10 years. I mean, you're seeing more women CEOs now and head of companies or directors, and it's just beautiful. I love it. I don't care who they are, as long as it's a woman, because I know you're opening the door for the next generation behind us or our children, so they get those opportunities as well. But they won't have to go through all the stupid-ass changes that we had to go through to be heard or to be seen.
Exactly. Yeah.
So I love that. Well, and another thing about me, I've always been an entrepreneur, or as they say in the hood, a legit hustle. Doing something with my mind, education, and skills. I've always been one to push the page of can't, don't, and unacceptable. Please come to me with that, because I'll show you that I can. There you go. So today I own and operate my own radio network, the Essence of Success Network. Woohoo! That's right, right on. This network has daily and weekly shows of variety. I have a manager, Miss Nina, that keeps everything on board and running like a smooth oil machine. And then I've got Miss Brenda, who saves us, quote unquote, tech is always our lifeline to the information superhighway. And I'm just blessed to have a good staff that are loving, understanding, and supportive of one another. In fact, let me mention their names right now. There's Brenda, Lydia, Nina, Chavanay, and Vernice. That's right, folks, an all-woman's network.
Hallelujah. Yeah, baby.
Yeah.
Right on. We
love that.
Yes, ma'am. We launched this network January 1st, 2014. Today it's almost June, and hot damn, we are off the chain. Watch out now. We are just going to keep growing and growing and get bigger and bigger.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, and it's just, in fact, I just sent something to Nina today. Somebody wants to get on the network with us. it ain't going to happen. But anyway, Nina's dealing with that. So we're being heard, you know. And, yep, we're being heard. So I'm very happy about that. And I just hope it grows, too, that, man, my hope for the Essence of Sex Network and all of us women is that we become global. We're getting calls from all over the world. We're getting calls where people want to know, can they interview us? You know,
all right.
Let's get ready for pottery. What about Ricky? You know, Brenda's a psychologist. Lena's an entrepreneur. Well, come on. Hey, hey. All right. This is what we're looking at. And the recognition and the networking. Mm-hmm. I love that. So,
and the teaching, definitely. We teach a lot.
Yes, as long as we're helping someone, that's our main objective. And as long as we're helping someone, that's what's the most important.
Yes. Uh-huh. Amen.
I agree.
Because this is how we keep that love going that Lydia talks about all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, ma'am. And I'm also an author. I published my first book a few years ago now, but there's a little story about that. At 20 years, I wanted to retire. And my thing was I was going to move to Reno. In fact, that year of my birthday at 60, I was like, this is the last birthday I'm having here in Seattle. I said, my next birthday, you guys will be coming down to Reno, Nevada. This was so strong on my mind. This is what I really wanted to do. Well, for some reason, it was just on me to write a book. And I was like, ooh, I've never wrote a book. I've written poetry for years, but I've never wrote a book. And so I thought, okay, you know, I like a challenge. Why not? Let me see. And I started writing a few pages till I really got into it. And not only did I enjoy it, it's a process. It's a definitely learning process about writing and publishing a book. But what was unheard of is I wrote this book in 4 months, being a first-time author. That don't happen.
Wow.
But then it took me almost 4 years to get it published. But to even write a book that quick, it just doesn't happen. Not, you know, to that degree. But anyway, I guess it was meant to be. It really was. So anyway, that was beautiful. I had my book signing was held at the Hilton, and they did such an excellent job. They had everything with the white tablecloths. In fact, it was done in the era of Hemingway. So it was crystals, white tablecloths, awnings. Oh, my God. It was beautiful. Someday I'll have to share those pictures again, but I had a terrific turnout. I made $600 at that book signing, so it just everything went quite well. So, and, in fact, I just want to mention this to the listening audience. Brenda has also wrote a book. And Brenda, what's the title of My Feet Aren't Pretty? And it's a book of poetry, different little things in there, but I'll say mainly poetry, which is very good. If you go to Brenda's website, or I imagine even the site that Nina listed, you know, you can get more information about that. But that's good, too. I'm really proud of Brenda like that. It's like we're getting authors in the family. So, and now I'm working on my second book, and this will be out this year. And I'm making a promise to myself that this book is going to be out before the end of August. I'd hope by May for Mother's Day, but that's okay. There's a cousin of mine that lives in Arizona, and she always says things will happen when they're supposed to, and it will be on time. And yes, I used to get so frustrated, Lord knows, because she used to tell me that when I was doing my first book, and I was like, why isn't this going? Why isn't this happening? She said, because when it's supposed to, it will be on time. And sure enough, it was. So with this book, I know it just isn't time. Things have been happening. But it will be out before August. And the title of that book, my second book, is No More Silence, Generational Secrets. So I'll tell you more about that as time goes on, because I'm sure you guys are going to be probably contacting me to do a Q&A about the book. And then my third book, which I'll probably come out with that because that's really almost done. It'll be right behind this one. It's called Mr. C is a Lie, and it's Breast Cancer, The Journey. So that'll be out. And then my fourth book is Season/Reasons, and it's a comedy drama about my relationships with men in my life, from my ex-husband being married to today. So and
how could
it
not be a comedy drama?
Yeah, it's pretty funny because you know me. Yep, you know me. So anyway, those are the books that will be coming up, and like I said, will be coming out, 4 books. And then also I want to let you know that I was offered a position with the NFL as a female commentator, you know, from the female perspective of the game and players. Well, I accepted it, and the position begins in August, and it ends at the Super Bowl. So now I'll get a chance to interview some of the players and the coaches, you know, with a 5 or 10 minute Q&A. So hopefully I'm really looking forward to that.
Oh, that sounds interesting.
Yeah. That's also from people listening to the shows.
All right.
Yep. Mm-hmm. I see. You never know. You never know.
No, you don't.
And my hobbies, ladies, are playing the piano. I have a baby grand sitting in my living room. I love the piano, one, because music takes me back to one. Music is my therapy. Music is my anger to get off my anger. Music is my depression clear. So when I'm on that piano, nothing else matters. When I get in that zone and I'm playing, oh, my God. But I've been playing for the churches since I was 14 years old, and I stopped probably about 10 years ago because I couldn't get Sunday off anymore. So the church I was playing with, I told them, you know, I could play Sunday night. But Sunday night service, you know, you're just there for an hour. You can clown on Sunday morning service, you know, as you playing the beginning, the specials, the choir, you know, and all that. But anyway, it's okay. It's still, everything worked out fine. So I did that for years. I love to fish. I was brought up in a family of fishing. I can get out there with the guys and, hey, bring a six-pack or a rack of beer, let's fish, and just get out there on the bay. Yep, on the bank.
Well, your mom was actually in our family, we had a big southern family from Shreveport. Her mom, my grandmother, was the best fisher in the entire family. So we have an old-time southern family. We used to all congregate every Sunday at our great-grandmother's house, kind of like an orca pod or something. Everybody sort of listened to her. And so all the different family heads that could fish would go fishing, like at Lake Chelan or Moses Lake or something like that. Yeah. And Mama Rena, that was my grandmother, Rena Boyd, she caught more than everybody else. And then they would come back in the afternoon, because they would go up real early in the morning. They'd come back in the afternoon, and all the kids would clean fish. And like if there was catfish, then the adults would strip it. But the fish that had the scales, my great-grandmother had these little sticks that she had nailed the old pop bottle lids that were kind of like beer caps, mm-hmm. and we would use those to scrape the scales off. So everybody in the family was sort of doing something, kids running around, whatever, and then they would fry it all up or cook it up, and the stuff that was uncooked, you know, they divvied up all this food throughout the whole family. That happened every Sunday we would see family. I mean, most people came. And I just, it's a rich history. It was so wonderful. But, yeah, Lennis comes by it easy. I mean, she comes by it honestly, that fishing skill.
Yes. And then I also like sport games. I like the NFL and NBA, and I've been getting into hockey. I don't know why. I just kind of like hockey now. So I've been into that, and I always cheer for the team from British Columbia. Vancouver team. Vancouver.
Oh, what's the matter with you, Lennis?
Well, because they're our sister city. Vancouver's our sister city.
No. Now you have a sister in Edmonton. You don't do that anymore.
What's the Edmonton team? What's your team?
The Oilers. The Edmonton Oilers.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, they're sort of a little-known team.
Yeah, a little-known team that Wayne Gretzky first started on. Yeah, little-known.
Right.
I know who that is. Oh my God. Okay. So and the other thing is I love to cook. I love cooking. I like for people to enjoy cooking. I like to do gourmet cooking. I like to trick cooking and do creative things. That the when your plate is fixed, it's all colorful, like a rainbow or a bouquet of flowers looking at you before you eat it. I love that. So surprisingly, you would think that as much as I love to cook, I would be a big woman, but I'm one of these people, when I get stressed out, I don't eat, or when I'm sick, I don't eat, so I guess it kind of balances itself out. Plus, when I cook, I always go over to my neighbors. They love me for this because I tell, you know what, I'm here by myself. I'm not going to eat this, so, you know, take it for your family. Like, oh, yeah, thanks, you know. And the other couple of things I just want to mention is when I was in my 40s, I used to manage a jazz band here in Seattle. That was hella fun. Boy, you talk about being around musicians and that scene. But it was really interesting, and when I would book them for clubs, I wouldn't accept no. So they always thought I was a pushy manager. and the only thing we'd negotiate on was about the pay, but I told them, no, my band's appearing here, right, in 2 weeks, okay? This is the date, time, blah, blah, blah. So they really liked me, but of course after a while I had to give it up because, now mind you, I'm working as a senior aviation controller with other things to do and had a child at home, but I enjoyed it. It was fun. And also I'm still the one and only African-American woman in the state of Washington that opened up a loan for heavy equipment, and I did that back in the early 80s. And the only reason I got out of doing that is because they didn't respect me as a woman. They'd want to have a dinner meeting or something like that, or meet cocktails. And I'm like, how come I can't present my portfolio and everything to you in your office, just like the man did? So yeah, I got out of it. It wasn't, I just felt like I wasn't respected for who I was. So I'm like, nope, I'm out of here, because I'll end up saying something and probably I shouldn't say, or, you know, hurt somebody's feelings. But yeah, those are some of the things that I've done in my life. And Brenda, I'll tell you, sometime I'm a pushover. I have a big heart. The kids used to tease me and tell me, says, yep, Mom, she'd give up her last dime to help somebody. Well, true. There was a time I was like that. I was, you know, I just, that was my heart. If I could help you, I'll do it, you know, or if not, I would make a way somehow to find out, to get a connection for you, to help you. But during this, though, sometimes, you know, the old saying, people take your kindness for weakness, you know. So there was a few times I got kind of screwed over, but that was on me because it was a concerted choice for me to help. But, you know, I've learned in life, and that's through living, is that everybody is not intended to be helped. Sometimes people need to learn lessons.
You got that right.
You know, yeah, so that was something I needed to learn. You know, it's like, well, you know, that's why they say let go, let God. So what are you doing? Back up, and if this person is praying, let them do that, you know. And if they still need your help, then God will give you that gift or ability to be able to help them, whether it's extra money or whatever that'll be. You know, so I was kind of like putting myself ahead of God, like, oh, okay, I'll take care of it. I'll do it what you need, you know. But after you get burned a few times, you stop and you think and you reflect and you know, like, is it me or is it those fuckers? And then you realize it's you. You know, I.
So now are we
going to
open up for questions? Anybody have questions for Lenis?
Yes, we are. Again, the number is 646-727-2914 if you want to ask Lenis a question. And ladies, you got any questions for Lenis?
I do. I actually, you know, I hear about your grandma, Brenda, and your mom, Lenis, and I just think of all the strengths, and that somewhere along the line, your family definitely knew the value of education. If you want to talk about that a little bit, or and they also They were definitely people that that you couldn't say no to, from the sound of it. Very tight knit, but also very strong. You want to talk about the strength of your mom? You did a little bit, but I'd love to hear more.
I think you guys are thinking of Mama Lenny. Are you thinking of Mama Lenny?
I am.
Yeah.
Okay,
oh, okay.
That's to her grandmother, and it's my great grandmother.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So, but also her mother that
from my mom
that Lennis came from, and your mom came from, Brenda.
Yeah.
I know there. You know, and maybe it all came from Mama Lenny and beyond. But no, Lennis's mom sounds like a very strong woman, also.
She was, but I have to tell you, my mom and I were estranged. Now, my dad, that was my heart. That was my heart. My dad was everything to me. Why? It's because my dad had great wisdom. When I went to him with a problem, just for a quick example, and I'll get back to the education, you know, like I could be mad with a friend or something. I'm like, Daddy, so-and-so said this or did this, blah, blah, blah. And the first thing my father would say, have you looked at yourself? I would get pissed. I'm like, I want you to be mad with me. I'm mad at this person. You know, it's like, that's not what I wanted to hear. But it was wisdom because it's like, before you judge somebody else, baby girl, you need to look at yourself.
Right.
So I love that. That's the kind of relation we have, wisdom. Now, education, because my father only had an eighth grade education, but I will say this. My mother went back in her 60s and graduated from high school and got her GED.
Oh,
she sure did. Yep, she went back in her 60s. But anyway,
well,
Daddy was like
And actually, my mom went back and got her college degree when she was 60.
Wow. Mm-hmm. That's remarkable.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, we never stop. I went back, too, at 40 to get some more education and management and stuff. No, we don't stop learning. But anyway, with my dad, he, all of us, at 18, you got this speech. Now, you have two choices. You can either go to college, further your education, or you're going to get up out of here because you're not staying with your mom and get your own apartment.
Mm-hmm.
So what did we do? Everybody got education.
Mm-hmm.
So, but that's good. But how many parents say that to their kids? You know, because my father made it clear, you're not living here with your mom and I. So none of us stayed on our parents.
Mm-hmm.
I went that one time when I separated from Sherman and slipped away to go, you know, to see my ex. Well, we were still married, you know, and had sex. My father went off. He said, if that's what you're going to do, pack your stuff and go home. Be with your husband. He said, but this ain't going to happen. You're not going to be going back and forth. Said,
now,
right,
about the education, though, don't you think you're also inspired by the fact that Mama Lenny, not by her fault, but she wasn't able to complete more than a sixth grade education because she had to actually stay home and do sharecropping, where her siblings, that year after that, then the government required all the students go for 12 years. But she was not grandfathered, you know, under that. So she, you know, her father made her stay home to help with the land. So.
Wow.
And that was something that she always felt a bit of chagrin about, and she always continued to want to learn. Don't you think that that infused some of the way that you are? I mean, I know that it affects me.
She might not have had the greatest education, but she taught a lot of the kids in the family how to do things. Heck, she taught Shab how to iron. I was so surprised. One day I went to iron shop. I said, oh, I can do it. How can you do it? Because, you know, sometimes she go over to Mama Lenny. She said, Mama showed me. I was like, oh, okay. So, you know, but different things are like in the garden, cleaning, cooking. You know, to me, that does take education. So, you know what? She learned on her own, which she didn't get
and
in
I
school.
Should note,
she learned, yeah.
Real quickly, Mama Lenny even ironed our underwear, and she used that starch can. So it was not always pleasant. She even ironed her towels. Remember that?
And sheets. Well, you know, people back then, honey, they ironed everything. They
That's right.
But they also didn't have dryers. This was line dried, right?
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because
I
remember many a years hanging clothes outside on the line.
Oh, yeah.
Thank God for the dryer and the dishwasher, man. I love them both. Don't even know who
Yeah, but you'll never get back that line-dried smell, that scent.
Yeah.
It's classic. If you've never smelt your clothes that have been line-dried, you ain't living yet.
I line-dried today. I line-dried a bunch of clothes today, as a matter of fact.
Nice.
For that very reason. But, you know, I also want to mention that I had a grandfather that I didn't know very well, and a great-grandmother that I never met. But I feel, and they did not have the opportunities to have an education. However, they were educated people. I think there's more, there's ways you can be educated by reading, by being curious, and, you know, keeping your mind open to learning all through your life. And my grandfather said amazingly wise things, as well as my great-grandmother, and that my mom shared with me. And they were intelligent people.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't have the schooling, but I think they all valued reading.
Yes, yes. Now, that's one thing I got from my mother is reading, because mother would read, so I got that from her. And also my entrepreneurship, because my mother was so creative. She used to make flower arrangements for the church.
Yes. It's Ikebana arrangement.
In fact, to this day, my mother is the only African-American woman in the state of Washington that still holds a 5-degree Ikebana degree in flower arrangement, Japanese flower arrangement.
Yes, she does.
Nobody surpassed that yet, all these years. She's still the only one.
I love Ikebana. I love it.
She loved her flowers. She's very good at that. But, you know, and then she got into macrame. Mother could knit. I think sister was the one that could embroider, but mother would knit. So she did teach me a lot of stuff, you know, like creative. I want to say like creative things. So
Nina, you would
that.
Love my grandmother, because she made Christmas ornaments that people paid lots of money for.
Yeah,
she made she had cooking, everything in the world. You just never knew what she would start. But she was always involved with these kind of crafty, you know, creative type
things.
That's where I think my entrepreneurship came from, was from her. She has so many flowers in the house. My dad used to say, "It looks like a funeral parlor in here."
she had a porch, an outdoor porch off the bedroom on the second floor. That was just full of
flowers.
Pots and stuff.
She loved her flowers. I wish I had her green. Now that I don't have, I wish I had a green finger. I do okay with vegetables, because I do that every
green
year.
Green finger
my garden. Yeah, but I wish I had it for like the beautiful flowers. You know, really nice chrysanthemums or first place roses. You know, I wish I could grow stuff like that, but. I'm not looking
well,
like that.
I bet if you gave it your energy, I'm sure you could, honey.
Yeah.
But you know, at some point in your life, you got to say, okay, what do I want to really do? And you know, you may not have been pulled in that direction, but I don't have any doubts about you, Lennis. I really don't.
No.
I see you as a woman. I see you as a woman who is an entrepreneur, but also that won't take can't. That will. I mean, that'll just make you fight harder. You know, that'll make you prove it, that you can.
Oh, yeah. When somebody tells me no, I'm like, really? Is that, and like the woman said, is that your final statement? No. Okay. All right. Thank you.
Did you, you haven't talked about your daughter.
Yes.
Chabonet. Oh, my hero. And so is Brenda, both of them. Well, I will tell you this right quick about Brenda, why I'm so close to her. When Brenda was she walking? Yeah, I guess she was starting to walk a little bit. She was toddling. And I got really attached to her. But there was reasons why, too. But I got real attached to Brenda. So by the time Chabonet came along, I wanted Brenda and her to be close. But Brenda was calling her inchworm and scooting her across the floor and doing stuff to her. But I thank
God. She terrified me.
Yeah,
she had these eyes that were rolling all over. Like,
oh,
it was just like, and it's like, what's wrong with her eyes? And Aunt Len goes, oh, well, honey, her eyes, and it's the way that Lena said it, she was almost apologetic because I was so scared of Chabanet because of those eyes doing weird things. She goes, well, her eyes aren't strong. Their muscles aren't strong yet. So I don't know. I didn't know baby's eyes would roll all over the place, and I was just like, ew,
mm-hmm.
I'm going to have nightmares.
Mm-hmm. Look, and then by the time Sha became a teenager, then she was terrorizing Brenda. And by
good.
The time she was
someone
grown and left
to.
For college, it was like, Brenda.
Yeah.
So now that both of them as grown women, oh, yeah. Now, Sha, she's very protective over Brenda. Brenda is like Chabanet's big sister, so she's very, very protective over her. But Shab, yeah, she's a good girl. She, you know, hopefully soon she'll be an attorney, but she's working in that field doing quite well. So, but she
wow.
was my child, my sixth pregnancy. We had gave up. I had five miscarriages, and I just said, forget it. I will never have any kids. And so because Pudgy, my oldest daughter, she's actually my godchild, and me and Sherman had her since she was 4 years old. I mean, we had her as a baby, but we kept her from 4 years up, you know, raising. Not that her parents didn't know. There were five other kids. So she was number six, and Sherman and I didn't have any kids. We just had dogs, so we kind of captured her. But Shab, during that time, you know, I'm still trying to have kids. So after the fifth miscarriage, I just said, forget it, because it hurt too bad. And so we were going to adoption classes to adopt. And we said, okay, we got Pudgy. We'll adopt a girl or boy. And I became pregnant again. Well, I didn't get happy about it because I said, well, I know I'm probably going to have another miscarriage. Well, this doctor told me, you're going to have this baby. And I thought, yeah, okay, I ain't getting my hopes up. At 6 months, now let me tell you, this man had me coming every friggin' week. I was so tired of him between my legs. Jesus Christ. Anyway, for 6 months every week, and he told me, you're going to have this baby. And you know what? By 6 months, because my stomach was out and I could feel that child, I said, I think I am. I think I am. So sure enough, you know, I had Chabanet, and this was the other blessing. So Sherman and I were prepared to pay $700 and some. That's what the bill was going to be, right? Now, let me tell you, just before that, the doctor had told us after Shab got here, you know, and the doctor talked to us, and he said, I can't promise you that you'll have another normal 9-month pregnancy. You might go through another string of miscarriages. So he was being honest with me. And I said, well, that's okay. God has blessed us with her, so, you know, I'm not going to worry about it anymore. Well, anyway, before we left the hospital the third day, the doctor came in and told us that $700 and some, we didn't have to pay it.
Oh.
Oh, wow.
Oh, yeah, it was so beautiful. He just said, the debt is wiped off. Don't worry about it.
Oh.
Yeah, so child's my little blessing.
She is.
You know,
she's your little miracle.
Yep. So.
She's a fighter.
Huh?
She's a fighter. She's fought to stay in you.
Yeah, she sure did. But you know what I found out? Because, you know, not only psychic, I get way out there sometime. And I wanted to know who Chabanet was. And so I went to see this person, and the lady told me, she says, this is your best friend. You asked for your best friend to come back with you when you came back down in this realm. And so she's your best friend, and your best friend came in as your daughter.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, wow, because, you know, we see the same people in some ways when we keep incarnating, but different ways that we don't remember. Because, you know, it could have been your father last time. This time it could be your brother. So, yeah, but I wanted to know. And she told me, she says, that's your best friend. And then I asked the same lady. She's very well-known, not only psychic. She teaches horoscopes and a lot of stuff, well-known. But anyway, I told her, I said, am I close to God? I said, because you know what? There are times that I question a lot of things. And she was reading those tarot cards, and she jumps up from the table, and she goes, oh, my, oh, my. And I said, what? What's wrong? I'm thinking, oh, boy, I'm going to die and go to hell. And she goes to the phone, and she picks her phone up, and she said, you see this that I'm talking? I said, yeah. She said, you have a direct line.
Mm-hmm.
I said, oh, okay. She said, you have a direct line. You're very close. So, of course, later on through the years, I've had other psychics tell me that, you know, that I'm a powerful woman and I'm a healer. So I think my healing is through words to help people. Because for me to touch people, I've only done it a couple of times. I did it one time with Shop, real quick, because I know you got to talk about the other shows. She was real sick with a bad cold. When Shop was a baby, she had, oh, my God, what do you call that you can get in your lungs? Pneumonia. Really, really, really bad. It scared the shit out of us. Excuse me, scared the mess out of us. So anyway, when she got this cold, she's like about 13 years old, and it was so bad, and she's coughing. I got so angry at those cells in her body that they could make my child sick. I put my hand on her chest, and I went to talking to those cells and praying, you're going to get out of her body. Don't make me have to go there. And all this, well, while I'm praying and doing this, but I'm doing this silently, now, not out loud. In the meantime, my hand is on my daughter's chest. And she's going, Mom, Mom, you're burning me. And I said, what? She said, your hand, you're burning me. I said, oh, I didn't even know it. And I said, okay, baby. I said, I'm sorry, I'm just praying for her. And she said, okay, I think I feel okay, but I think it kind of scared her. Next day she got up and went to school like she was never sick.
Wow.
So I know I have that ability, as well as on that side, I have the ability to the other end of the spectrum to do ugly things as well. I've used that power too. Only twice, and I won't do that again because it actually scared the shit out of me. But I was so angry that I didn't realize how powerful my energy is when I put it out there to the universe. So, and then another elderly lady, I had went to a program, and she was having problems with her knees, and I don't know why. I was like a seat over from her, and I could see every time she stand up, and it was a woman's program, you know, and we were singing and clapping, not religious, just, you know, like a bunch of women all ages getting together, but older, like, you know, 40 or 50 and up. But anyway, I'm watching this woman, and I was like, God, look at her. She's hurting. I don't know why. It just touched me. So I told her, I got on my knees. I went to her, and I got on my knees. I said, ma'am, is it okay if I just put my hands on your knees for a minute and pray for you? And she goes, oh, okay. I said, I just want to put my hands on your knees. I prayed for this woman to be healed, that she'd never have a problem with her knees again. I'll be darned. When I got through, I just took my hands off, shook it, you know, because you got to shake it off so you don't bring it inside to your body. And I got up and went over there. After the little program was over with, she came over and she kissed and hugged me, and she said, my legs don't hurt. I said, okay, that's good. I said, thank you. You'll be all right. You know, and that was it. That was it. I didn't see that woman anymore. But then people tell me, you don't know who angels are. Maybe I was her angel that night. I don't know.
Right.
I just know it bothered me to see her suffer like that.
That's the heart that's the heart of Lennis right there, I think. She doesn't want people to suffer, and she wants to help people. And that's my impression of you, Lennis. And I just really, you know, this hour has gone by so fast, but I just really want to thank you from the bottom of my heart for, you know, letting me have a voice on the air. I really appreciate that.
Oh,
and
yes, I appreciate y'all.
I second
y'all. Oh, I appreciate
y'all. I second
y'all.
That, Lennis.
Well, you're most welcome, all of you. You know, you guys made it possible for me, too. It works both ways.
I'm not thanking her because she forced me into enslavement.
Oh, yeah. You're my niece. You're like my daughter. That ain't going to, no.
Well,
sudden,
I was told I was
you're
doing
on.
Two shows. I thought, what? Yeah.
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah, I love
I enjoy all of you, but you know I'm only as good as you guys. So remember that.
Yeah.
Whatever that happens for me happens for you, too.
All right. Well, we're creating some really good energy here, and that's all I know. But it did start with you, Lennis, so I'm really glad that we got time to talk with you. And you know, when your books are done, we definitely would, you know, want to talk to you some more about that.
Oh, yes, because you know I'll be sending all y'all a copy. before we do the show on it. But when you read it, you'll see another side of me that I haven't talked about. But that's okay.
Well, unfortunately, we're going to run out of time here, folks. So we probably better do our show rundown. And you know, if you liked a whole lot of what you got tonight, you can get more of her on three. She's on three other shows. So, yeah. How about the lineup, manager?
All right, okay, Tuesday, BYO Brilliance, Brenda.
Oh, we're talking about the brilliance of hobbies and, you know, getting a new hobby, getting some new interests to, you know, it really can infuse your life with a whole lot more peace and less stress than you ever imagined. So join us, find out. We'll cover all kinds of different things, make a bunch of suggestions, and, you know, really start thinking about developing a hobby if you don't have one.
Find
out what some of your hidden talents are.
And that brings us, and that is at 6 o'clock?
6 p.m.
6 p.m. Yeah. Pacific time. And that brings us to Wednesday, Psychic Greetings with Lennis. Lennis, that is on at 6 p.m.
Yes. New time.
Yes, new time is 6 p.m. And we'll be having an announcement at the end of the month. So stay tuned, folks. Go ahead.
And then also, Lennis, doing the free hour reading for the ninth caller. So folks, call. I'm telling you, how much are your hour readings normally, Lennis?
$60.
$60. Essentially, somebody's going to give you $60 to get some information that you really want. No, she's not giving you the cash, but $60 worth of a psychic reading and a great psychic reading. So ninth caller, if you're number one, call back.
Yeah, and Brenda will be there, and I will be there, as always, in the chat room. So please come on in on Wednesday. And Thursday, that brings us to Filmcology with Brenda. And the film this week, Brenda, is?
Place at the Table. And it's a documentary about hunger in America that really should not be taking place. So.
Amen.
Yeah, it's a wonderful documentary, and I hope that you all get a chance to watch it. Or if you don't, listen to the show and then go out and watch it. Check out the trailer on the link.
Okay, that again is at 6 p.m. Pacific?
6 p.m.
Yes. And that, Lydia, have you got anything to add to that?
No, I did watch it, and I liked it. I knew a lot about it, but it's very enlightening if you don't know about the hunger situation in this country, and to me it's abhorrent.
Yeah.
Our children are hungry. 1 in 3 children are hungry. That just shouldn't be.
That's disgusting, actually. But anyway.
Yeah, I've actually been doing a fast since Sunday, and I was so hungry on Sunday. Now my stomach's just sort of going through that, okay, you're not giving me anything. But I'm a woman who's got extra stores to handle that, but these children do not. And even if you see a child that you think is a little bit overweight, they really cannot handle going without food. It really affects their development in ways that is really frightening to know about. So this shouldn't be going on, folks. And we really need to spread the word.
Yes, we
do.
So
join us on Thursday.
Okay, Friday, that brings us to Traffic Jam with Lennis, and that's a half hour of music to get your weekend started at 5 p.m. Pacific time. Lennis, is this week a secret, or?
This week is going to be a mixture, so I'll put it like that. Oh, yes, I do know. Music from the 80s and the 90s. Good Lord.
That's right, yeah.
Yeah, music from
the
80s and the
90s. And then the week after, I know what she's going to do because it's dedicated to my grandsons.
Yes, it is. That's right.
Cool.
Well, yeah, they were listening. They listen to Lennis's show when they're here. And they were saying, Mom, Grandma, can you ask Lennis if she'd play some music for us next time we're here? So I did, and Lennis said she would.
Yep.
Aww. That's sweet.
Sure. I'll dedicate the show to him. I just got to go pick up the music. It'll be fun. Maybe they can even get on and let him give a shout-out. So this is who's it, Malcolm and Cameron. Shout-out for our grandma.
Or their friends. Yeah, or their friends.
Or their friends, sure.
And that brings us to Saturday, Time to Love with Lydia.
Time to Love. And I'm really doing the, decompression after traveling. But I'm thinking that it's going to be a show about relaxation and taking time, taking moments for yourself. You can do it in a big piece or you can do it in a little piece. And I just think it helps you love yourself more.
That's right.
Time to Love is about.
Yeah.
Oh, that's wonderful. Mm-hmm. That's 2 p.m.
And that's a 3
o'clock time?
Yes.
2 p.m. Pacific. So I got it this week. And then we are back to Sunday, and it's in the studio with Lennis at 3 p.m. Pacific time. And Lennis, your subject this week?
Okay, we're going to do probably 15 minutes with Nina. It's going to be like a part two, addendum to the show last week of healthcare issues. So we're going to talk to Nina just to find out what it's like in Canada, their healthcare program up there. And sports, because we've got the NBA finals and also the hockey, I believe the hockey playoffs are going on. And then just
hot
topics.
Are.
Mm-hmm. And then whatever hot
topics. Go Blackhawks.
Oh, okay. No Oilers?
No, the Oilers didn't make it.
Well, neither did the Colorado Avalanche. The Avalanche didn't make it either, but the Chicago did, and I'm a Chi-Town girl.
Yeah,
so
they did.
Still got a team in the making.
And then that brings us back to Monday, and next Monday on LNB, ladies, what are we doing?
I don't know.
Lord only knows.
Yes, we do know. Cut it
we
out.
Do know?
Yes, we do. We are.
We're testing you.
The three of us are going to talk about us. So you, the listening audience, will get to know a little bit more about us personally.
The radio personality is beautiful. Beautiful.
Excellent.
So that way you get to know who all of us are on the radio. You met Lennis tonight, and next week we are going to divulge a little bit more about us personally. Not a whole lot more, I don't think, because I think most of you know a lot, but, that's what we're going to do.
TMI, folks, you're going to get a whole lot of TMI.
Yeah, be sure you're getting the mute button ready for Brenda.
Oh, God, too funny.
So, so now you kind of know what started all this. If you're, bothered about any show, if there's anything that, makes you want to spit or throw up, remember who started this. Lennis did. So write in and talk to her.
She's our fearless leader, folks.
That's right. And, of course, all the good things that you want to say, you can talk to me.
No, they talk to me.
Really, don't talk to me because I don't have time. But anyway, Lennis, we want to thank you for we want to thank you for the opportunities that you've given us, because it really has changed. I think it's really affected all three of us in our lives.
Mm-hmm.
Big time.
In a most positive direction, Lennis. You came to me at a time when things were not so great in my life, and you filled that void for me, and I thank you from the bottom of my heart. You are a wonderful woman, and I love you.
You're most welcome.
Yes.
Welcome, all of you. Yeah.
You're a great auntie, and thanks for getting me all those chocolate pies and, letting us watch the monster movies when Uncle Sherman wasn't looking, and, always being the funnest aunt on earth. You were more than some old roly-poly woman in, musty clothes. You were, the cool aunt that always knew the music and the things to do, and... We could play dress up. You were totally awesome. And I can't ever really express to you how much that I love you. But thank you, and thank you for being so kind to my friends.
Of course. Yeah. You know, that's me.
And even though you let that monster loose with the weird eyes, I still love you.
I love Chabonet. She's got the best voice, for sure.
She does. Yes, she sure does. Well, with that, I guess we're going to wrap it up, and we're going to go into our meditation. Ladies, have you got anything else to say?
Oh, no. Thank you, ladies, for allowing me to do that today. I enjoyed it very much. So thank you very much.
Oh,
well,
we
have a good week.
You too. Are we ready?
All right, everybody. You'll turn down the lights. You'll chill it down. And really listen to this stuff. It's good for your soul.
Now that you are relaxed, my voice and the nature sounds continue to take you deeper. You are on a brilliant and loving journey. Speaking the words, I am that, that I am. You are empowered to create the life of your highest good and joy. As you sleep each night, you see your dreams and aspirations. They safely meet you with joy and love. You happily accept and embrace them. Accept and see yourself healthy and healed, reflecting your chosen physical form. Accept and see yourself in your chosen financial position. See yourself accepting the goals you choose to manifest in your life. Your goals, dreams, and aspirations are completely in your control. Every day you awake refreshed, energetic, and you accept the power to realize love, happiness, and the goals that serve you. You are love. You are brilliant. You are healthy. You are healed. You are secure. You speak these words to yourself daily, several times a day. I am that, that I am. I am that.
Namaste.
Om.